I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 691. 691 in our original It's Your Business series. Thank you, Rev. Yes, you did try to catch up with me, and you did good. Two great worlds in this hour. The Love Architect will be in the building. We'll finally meet Kaylin Rosenberg, who has connected 400 or so couples around the country with a theme of family and love. It'll be her first architectural work in South Dakota, plus the charity Sioux Falls' own Bill Doherty, who is a former governor of the three-state Kiwanis Convention and organization, will be talking about the Eliminate Project, which is the beneficiary of the 12-3 event tomorrow at Callaway. Well, for the past week, we've been talking about a first-of-its-kind event in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Soulmate Search for a Vivacious 63-year-old woman from a prominent South Dakota family, and leading the search, the Love Architects, based in the Twin Cities, success stories 400 times around the country, and she's here this morning. We've been saying she was coming, and she did through the hailstorm. Kaylin Rosenberg.
I made it. Yes.
You know, you've done this before.
Yeah.
We have success stories that we've talked to the people in the Twin Cities. The St. Joseph's Home was one of them.
Yeah.
Here it's Bill Doherty and the Kiwanis group that's known across Minnesota, across the Dakotas, nationwide. But we want this to work well.
We do.
What do we need to do to get people there tomorrow, 12-3 at Callaway's?
Well, we want it to work for many different reasons, and I always talk about the importance and the necessity of bringing love full circle, and that's really our opportunity here to do this. Our goal is to match two singles that are looking for the love of their life, to put a beautiful couple together, an amazing family together, but at the same time to raise money, yes, for the Eliminate campaign and to support the Kiwanis clubs. And so we're really asking brave, lovely gentlemen that are single between the ages of late 50s to early 70s who are really ready for love and to have an amazing woman come into their lives and into their family's life to go to the CJ Callaway's tomorrow from noon to 3 and to sit down with me and to have a chat and to see if perhaps this could be a soulmate connection. And there is a minimum of a $50 donation, and 100% of that does go to Kiwanis Clubs. And I'm also, my company is matching penny by penny, everything that comes in.
You had Bill Doherty in tears on Monday. You know, he's in here. He said, oh, and this is something that he has worked very hard. He's been a governor of the three states. He's traveled from Fargo to those points in North Minnesota and every place around here. But he believes in what he's doing. And when I talked with Bill, he said, yeah, I'll be here. I want to work with this. I'll be there Saturday.
That's so neat.
To help at the desk as well. But we've got to get that guy there.
And we do.
So how do we make these guys understand this is going to be something worthwhile?
It's life-changing. It really is. This isn't anything to be afraid of. I know this isn't, it's not a typical thing, right, that you would expect. It's not typically the way you would expect to find and meet the love of your life. But it works. And everything happens, I believe, for a reason. And again, if you have a brave soul and there's something kind of pulling at your heart strings or your gut to just check this out, to, you know, worst case scenario, think of it as a way to just help these kids and these moms in these third world countries, just to help the Kiwanis clubs. Come just for that sake alone and to check it out. But if you really do believe in love and you're ready to have an amazing woman and life with this woman, come and meet with me. You can't lose in this situation. And this is very for real. This isn't some cheesy thing that I do. This isn't something I do to promote myself. This is just really to bring people together in love.
All right. You, roughly 400 matches.
Well, thousands of matches, but over 400 marriages. Yeah.
400 marriages?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Thousands of connections. Well, I've been doing this for about 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have one that you remember that kind of would be an example of bringing some people together? Because you've got movie stars that, you know, we hear talked about. You got a book, Simon & Schuster, with that book that you put out. A lot of big cities. Yeah. Obviously, you've got some that you remember more than others.
Oh, absolutely. That is so true. I would say, you know, and this is a lesson for all of us, you know, when we sort of, it's important to have our list of what we know we want and we desire in a partner. Values need to be number one. as a place to create a foundation for connection. But many times we have this concept as to, you know, where we're supposed to meet our soulmate and what our soulmate is supposed to look like or be like, in a sense. And I had a woman who was, she has now passed away. They were together for 14 years, but it was Dr. Rosenkranz. She was the head of pediatrics at Mayo Clinic. And she came to me and she was just this darling, but really buttoned up quite tight, conservative woman, just lovely. And she believed that she wanted a man and needed a man and had only dated men that were just like her, very conservative. And long story short, I listened to her, but then this lovely National Geographic photographer, Elvis, came in, long gray-haired ponytail, pierced ear, and I could not get Julie out of my mind. And long story short, I called her and I said, okay, I have your guy. And when I described her or described him, she was mad at me. I mean, to the point of where she said, I want my money back. You're not listening to me. And I said, no, please just trust me. You came to me for a reason. You don't ever have to see him again. Long story short, they met in Red Wing, Minnesota, and they were together ever since. For 14 years, they were married, and she passed from cancer last fall. And they were the most amazing couple. And I mean, and what was so funny is that the last time that I, and actually he sent his son to me later on, which is a whole different story and pretty fun, but the last time I saw a photo of them, she sort of morphed into him and he morphed. So he became more conservative, took the earring off, cut the ponytail off. And she was just this like free spirited hippie looking thing. But they were just so happy together. But everything was based on the foundation of love and they had that soul connection. So that's one of the stories. So again, don't be so uptight about what you think your soulmate is supposed to be. Just know that it needs to be grounded in heart and in values and let the rest naturally happen. And that's when great things can happen.
All right, we're going to take a break, but how do people go online? Where do they go tomorrow?
Yes. Well, at this point, they should just show up, really. So go to CJ Calloway's from noon to 3. Stop by, say hi to me. We'll have some private time together. This isn't, you know, an interview that's out in the open. And we'll just check it out and see if it's a good match. It has to go both ways. So this isn't just on behalf of my client. If you, the gentleman listening, or the person that you want to send our way tomorrow is, you know, really ready for love, we're looking on your behalf as well. We're looking out for both sides because we want this to be a genuine fit.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the charity itself with Bill Doherty. We're going to talk more with Kaylin Rosenberg, the love architect, all a part of It's Your Business, following Fox Business News.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at...
Welcome back to It's Your Business, a soulmate search. Tomorrow, 12 to 3 at Calloway's. And Kaylin Rosenberg, who has conducted searches like this, the Twin Cities, Dallas, Denver, Portland, and 400 marriages out of all of these you've done in 20 years?
Yeah, well, not all from soulmate searches, but yes. These are always successful, literally. They either end in a marriage or, worst case scenario, two people that really had a lot of fun meeting each other and they continue to see each other for a while. Yeah.
All right. Michelle is reminding us to give the website. And that, of course, is thelovearchitects.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You can go online. It's a really simple questionnaire. It is not going to cause you any grief. Just go in, fill it out. That helps you. Or they can walk in the door.
They can. They can show up tomorrow at CJ Calloway's from noon to 3 and have some time with me alone where we can really get really honest and real with each other about the situation and if this is a good fit.
A guy named Randy Dierheim, who is a part of this, has written a book.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to give you a copy of his book. It was actually printed out of the Twin Cities. She Said One. It's a book that involves all of South Dakota. Randy wanted you to have a copy of it.
Oh,
and it
lovely.
Talks about life, love, not exactly to the degree that you do, but She Said One, and you probably see Randy tomorrow.
That's so neat. Thank you.
All right. Now, 12 to 3 tomorrow. You're going to be there. You're representing the Kiwanis Club and lots of Eliminate people that need some help.
Absolutely, Bill. And, yes, we'll be present from 12 to 3 In fact, we're going to be taking the donations that the gentlemen bring when they arrive to be interviewed by Kalen. Really looking forward to this process, because when you really understand what it's all about, what the Love Architects are doing, is really bringing people together. We had a meeting just the other morning of club coordinators, and one of them happens to be a pastor. And she said, you would be amazed at all of the people that come to me in private wondering how to make a connection. This is an excellent way to do that. And, of course, I'm talking about the Eliminate Project, which one of the themes there is protect the connection, you know, to save babies from dying from tetanus.
One dies every 9 minutes.
One dies every 9 minutes.
And that's a little scary.
A day.
You know, I see a little tear in somebody's eye, about like I saw in his eye on the Monday show, I think it was, we talked.
Last Friday.
But it, to me, what you're doing, we got to make this work. Mm-hmm. We got Kiwanis around the world that are looking at this saying, Sioux Falls, tell us how to do it. And Sioux Falls is learning how to do it, too, because, Kalen, this hasn't been done in Sioux Falls before. And we have to find a way. Michelle's been working her tail off with all the radios in town, with Jody at the newspaper and all of those. But the connection that the minister talked about, the fact that you don't have to go online in, in an eHarmony or one of those. This is somebody that does this, has written a book to that effect, has done it in a lot of markets. We're trying to do it the right way, Bill.
Correct, and it's in private, which is important. The other thing that I want to stress with the gentleman that will be coming out to CJ's, that $50 donation protects 27 women of childbearing age from maternal neonatal tetanus. That saves roughly 135 babies from the scourge of tetanus at birth. And that is monumental. That's where we're going.
So when you hear that, you breathe a little deeply. You work with causes all the time. St. Joseph's Home is a perfect one. This is something that affects people all over the world. And now you've got an organization like Kiwanis with a membership around the world saying, where do we sign up?
Yeah, no, I love this. This is so, it's touching my heart on such a deep level right now. And there's so much more that we can do and that I would love to do to be able to continue to help the Kiwanis Club's out with regard to this campaign. And I'm grateful and blessed to have the opportunity nationally and globally to work with the press and to do things like this. So I told Bill we need to connect later and see what we can do to continue this. And again, connecting, and you talk about global, it isn't just about local love. It's not just about love between two people. It's about love as a community and loving each other in this world. And that's my highest focus, actually.
Kalen Rosenberg, the Love Architect, with us today. Again, tell us about that 63-year-old client.
Without giving it away.
I'm trying to get you to give it away, but I haven't had much luck in the show today doing that. So.
She's just, she's beyond a breath of fresh air. She's one of those rarities that just seems like she hasn't really been affected by some of the pain that's in this world. She is just a ball of light and joy, and she has the energy of someone in her teens or 20s. She's really very naturally pretty. She's in great shape. She's in her early 60s. Just an infectious laugh, just a sparkle in her eye. She's just a precious soul, and she has an amazing family, and she has incredible friends, and she has a beautiful life to share with someone. So the man that meets her and falls in love and vice versa, he's hit the jackpot. I mean, I love my clients, but she's absolutely one of my favorite clients by far.
So how did this lady that remains nameless, as hard as we try to find, that's okay, but how did she come to you, and why did they say, Love Architect, find me that soulmate?
Yeah. Apparently she was searching online. I think she found me through Google. She went to thelovearchitects.com and drove from Sioux Falls to Wayzata, Minnesota, which is quite the jaunt, we found out yesterday. And she just sat down and poured her heart and her soul out to me, and I just fell in love with her myself as a human being, and I was just honored to represent her. And when I told her that we could cover the whole country or scour the world to find her man, and she said, nope, he's in Sioux Falls, I thought, this just shows how down-to-earth and genuine she is, and she's just in love with it here. And I know this will be a success for her because I believe in karma, and what you put out, you get back. And she just puts out and exudes so much love and gentleness and joy that she's going to find a great man.
And one of the tips that Michelle passed on to me, and we've had several conversations over the last couple of 3 weeks, is that sometimes it's somebody in your family that you know that would probably not do it on their own. But, you know, we're coming up to Father's Day, Grandfather's Day. It would be nice if we help somebody make that connection just in time.
What a gift.
Not bad. So we encourage those family members. If you have that man that is loving father, loving grandfather, whatever it might be, loving brother, that would fit with this, they come see you tomorrow, 12 to 3, CJ Calloway's, not hard to find, and no hail promise tomorrow.
Okay.
I would tell you, everything is clear.
Good.
Sunshine on Saturday.
All
you
right.
like that?
Amen. Yeah.
So when you interview these guys, sometimes it's gals in other parts of the country.
Right.
What kind of questions do you have, and what are you looking for?
I want to find out who they really are. The on paper helps in the beginning, but the on paper, the surface level, that isn't the part of the human being that's having the relationship and falling in love and having stability in a relationship. So I gently, respectfully dig into the way that they look at love, the way they've experienced love, the way that they wish they had done it differently or better in the past, and how they know they want to do it moving forward or experience it. I look into how they were loved as children by their parents, and how did their parents love each other? What example of love did they have? And really I dive into their faith, their spirituality, their religion. What I'm looking for, the things that show me the core of who this human being really is, because we can have it all together on paper and in person, but that, as we know, does not lead to the good relationship and the solid foundation. It's the depth of who we are and what matters to us.
Bill, this has been an interesting ride on this topic. Wouldn't you agree from the first time you and I talked?
It sure has been. I know our first contact, we thought, what in the world is this all about?
Because you're getting ready to go to the lake and you disappear for 2 weeks.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And I got a lot of messages when I got home, Bill.
You did, and we did check.
Did due diligence.
We did the due diligence. I was convinced with the people that I talked to that we have a chance to do something good here today. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Father's Day is coming up, somebody's going to be very happy about this. Plus, you're going to learn about some other gentlemen that are looking along the road. And you're going to have those in mind, I would guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, are you talking about other clients of mine? Or
people that you're going to actually talk with tomorrow. Some of these gentlemen are going to be looking. And now it's kind of like we do when you have a house that you're selling. I have a house for you.
Exactly.
Or you're going to know somebody that it's going to fit.
Oh, very true. Oh, yeah. Love can happen on many levels tomorrow. Thank you for bringing that up. That's true. Yes. So I may have a gentleman that shows up and not quite the right one for my client that I'm representing at this moment, but he might be the right one for another client that I have. And yes. Whatever's meant to be, it just happens. It's so great. I love it.
Kaylin Rosenberg, are you a believer now, Bill?
You bet.
You got a preacher that's a believer?
You bet.
The Kiwanis clubs that are believers?
Our club wanted to take a collection for our lone bachelor.
Well, let's get him there.
He may be there.
12 to 3 tomorrow, CJ Calloway's. Michelle says give him the online address, and that's thelovearchitects.com, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and here's the thing, too. We've had a good handful of gentlemen that have said, you know, I really want to do this. I'm interested in who this person might be, but I don't know that I'm so comfortable showing up. Mm-hmm. And so if this is on someone's heart, but it just feels odd and they're not quite sure about something that might be somewhat in the open in front of other people, even though the interview is private, we will still meet with them and we will, you know, we just want to find her love and we want to do this well, and we'll figure it out however we need to.
All right. Kaylin Rosenberg, it's now up to you. You've heard the message. Kaylin's come. She's talked. And now you need to come meet her tomorrow, 12 to 3, CJ Calloway's. Bill Daugherty, let's keep you busy tomorrow, 12 to 3. You and Arliss have done a lot of projects to help people. This would be one to write about.
We can handle it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
When we come back, the numbers of the morning, all a part of It's Your Business.
Whoa.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Scott Verilek and Sean Nielsen have some numbers that we're going to be monitoring today. Scott, of course, is Coima K-Mig Commodities, and each day 11:30 brings us the commodity report. Kettle 1320-1079 and on the World Wide Web. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Every time I talk to you, I got to ask the weather because you guys were right in the stretches again last night. Was it a third time to do?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we do keep getting hit by some of this stuff. It seems like every time I talk to you. So a few of the locals got hailed out around here and west of Sioux Center there. So there was some pretty good damage around as far as some hail. Luckily, no tornadoes. I mean, there's a lot of twisting going on, but nothing down.
All right, let's look at some trending this morning. I see something on China beef sales up.
Yeah, you know, your Bon Jovi intro music kind of is the mood that I'm in with cattle. I'm a little bit fired up. Things are looking good. China's numbers that they've been importing have just been, you know, the growth has been outstanding. They're 76% ahead of where they were last year at this time through 4 months. They're our third largest customer and climbing that list. They're hungry for beef, and with these high prices, they still haven't said it's too high yet. Things are changing a little bit. We're exporting, you know, a lot of our beef because it's good quality meats. We have a lot of choice beef. 10 years ago, we were only at about 53% choice on the beef that we were raising, and now it's up to like 64. So we're about 10-11% higher than we were just 10 years ago. So we, you know, genetics and everything, we've changed, you know, what we've raised here, and we're having to import some of the lower quality stuff from Australia still for some of the grinding stuff, you know, fast food type restaurants for those kind of meats. But we're still net exporters as of now for the last 2 years, where we used to be net importers. So still strength overseas on the beef in a time when we're really tight on numbers.
Scott Verilek with Coima K-Mig Commodities. They're out of Sioux Center. They provide us the insight on what's going on the commodity side. Saw your notes about grains oversold. How does that happen?
Well, they've been kind of on a slip. I mean, weather's been, you know, everything's been in good shape. Rains have been coming as we need them. Crops all look good, so it just starts to sell off. And when it sells down for so long, you can kind of call the market oversold. When it's, you know, you can kind of hope that there could be a little bounce back just on, you know, some profit taking and things, you know, come back a little bit. So it's been sold off really hard, and maybe we're getting to an area to where we got to start focusing on where's the demand at. You know, is this, you know, this is certainly a level on the corn that works, you know, for the cattle feeder, and you know, ethanol plants are doing okay if they can get the ethanol shipped out. So I think we're looking for a grab down here, and you look at the oversold, maybe we get a bounce back 15, 20 cents, but if we do get that bounce with the shape that the corn's in, might have to be looking at some hedging opportunities on the sell side there.
Scott Verilek from Coima K-Mig Commodities, he'll have the 11:30 commodities this morning, and people obviously are going to want to hear the commodity report, but they might want to talk to you about some of these trendings. How do they reach you?
Yeah, you can just call us on the phone. You know, I always kind of say Coima and K-Mig is a hard name to spell. So if you just type into Google, broker in Sioux Center, Iowa, you'll find us.
You could have told me that a month ago. I wouldn't have so much trouble saying KKC. Coima, K-Mig, Commodities.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Scott, have a good weekend. Watch the weather, please.
Yeah, will do.
All right. Next up is Advanta Mortgage. Normally, we talk to Craig Marquardt, the senior loan officer, sometimes with Jim Lowe. And this morning, my good friend Sean Nielsen is taking care of business. Do you have a camera, Sean?
I do not have a camera, Bill.
Well, we're going to have your photo that's been taken for you then.
That'll work.
As to what the snapshot shows on loan mortgages this morning.
Okay, well, you know, the beginning of the week started out kind of a downer for us, but the last couple of days are recovering. We're looking at a 30-year conventional today at about 4.25% with an APR of 4.424, and our government loans are about 3.875 with an APR of 5.516. So they're trending better the last 2 days.
All right. So obviously 18.7 means a lot because you guys take care of people. after hours.
Yes, we do. You know, we have an on-call banker that'll take your call. Like, you called me on Memorial Day, and I picked up the phone. So
you know, and that was interesting to find out what you could do before the doors opened to most institutions the next day.
Yep. That's why we try to be available, because not everybody operates on an 8-to-5 schedule. So.
And the number that they would call to reach you on the weekend, if they find just that house?
605-275-2777.
And would you suggest people lock in right now, or is it so much in the state of flex that you just kind of keep your eyes and ears on?
Been pretty volatile, but I'm floating right now. I'm not locking, so.
All right. Contact information one last time so they can reach you guys, 18-7 this weekend, and they're looking.
605-275-2777.
All right. Sean Nielsen, you did good work. You tell Craig and Jim that you're good at this. They need
good.
To get you a camera, though, so you can take the pictures.
I will figure that one out. Thank you, sir.
Sean Nielsen, Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Let's see, one stop to make, and that's over on Southeastern. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones. Do you have the Main Street to Wall Street numbers this morning, Todd?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Nice show. Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks are climbing in early trading amid the release of the government's monthly unemployment report. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, non-farm payrolls rose in line with estimates in May, further indicating that the pace of the job growth continues to improve, but at a slow but steady pace. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is energy. The worst performing sector is telecoms. At 10:30, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 66 points at 16,902. The S&P 500 index is up 7 at 1,947, and the NASDAQ is up 20 points at 4,316. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 150 million shares. Advancers are outnumbering decliners by a 4-to-1 margin. In commodity markets, spot price of gold is off $3 at $1,250, silver down 7 cents at $18.98, and crude oil prices are trading at about $102.81. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is down to $11.89. Citigroup is at $49. Raven is up 94 cents at $33.15. Summit Hotel Properties is up 14 cents at 10.64, and Meta Financial Group is up 13 cents at 37.05. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
Hey, I've got to throw this in for you. My good friend Craig Maddock yesterday was saying it looks like Brandon will be number two preseason in football.
Oh.
Yeah, very good. Now, don't forget, if you need some help this fall, to give me a holler. I got really good at it last year.
You did. Yeah. You did. You're the tall guy in the booth, and I'm the guy that's not very tall. So, no, you did very well last year, and we look for a great season, a lot of fun. Now, if people need more information from you about all that you've reported on today, how do they reach you?
Locally, they can call me at 605-371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com. Many ways to find me, Bill and Rev.
All right, Todd Neuberger, we always appreciate your work. You're a good guy. You work almost as hard as I do on the stats for football, if you remember. That was fun putting those together.
You are an amazing statistician.
Don't know what I'm talking about, but I got the stats. You have a good weekend.
You guys do. Take care. Bye now.
Before we go to John, music this weekend, Rev?
Yes. Tupac Zeros are at the Legion tonight and tomorrow. One of the largest dance floors. And Legion's been around forever. Tupac Zeros will be there tonight. We've moved a lot of our CDs. We still have some left. Come on out and have a good time tonight. No cover, as usual, at the Legion.
There you go.
Legion will be rocking tonight and tomorrow.
DeRev is good at that, and then we're going to be talking about his event in August here in the next month or so.
Yeah, Jam Against Hunger is coming up before you know it, so.
I am kind of hungry, and I can't wait till August.
I'm always hungry.
So do you figure maybe John at Valentino's has the answer to this?
Yes, he does. Yes.
41st and Willow. And we were arguing, you're both the great and the grand Italian buffet.
That is right. You can decide which is which.
I'm going to be a great granddad this month. You know, I can't believe I'm not that old. But,
that's freaky.
That is freaky. and my son's going to be a granddad, which is even funnier.
Yeah.
But today, you got your fish frying. You've got all kinds of things that people should know about, including the pizza that Rev would kill for.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And don't forget about the salad bar, especially during the summer when it's warm outside.
Oh, Joy's been talking to you.
Salad bar.
Joy's been talking to you again about that salad bar. One of these days, I got to get in and, you know, take one more bite of salad or something.
Yeah, you at least got to give it a try. It makes your mama proud.
And mama's saying, if they can make you do it, where did I go wrong? It's basically right. All right, your Sunday brunch, something that people always like to talk about. You guys have it really going.
Yeah, we do. You know, we open early. We open at 9 a.m. for the early brunch people. And we just have a ton of lunch and breakfast items out. Yeah, of course, we've got our waffles or French toast, our bacon sausage, and a nice thick sliced ham. We have scrambled eggs, two different breakfast casseroles. We make our own biscuits and for gravy, and we also make our own muffins that day. So really can't go wrong.
Well, and the place to go is Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Rev, that's your old neighborhood. Why should people choose your neighborhood in Valentino's?
Well, they should just go there because the food rules, you know. And the one thing I like is you go in and you're in and you can start. You know, you just go up and get what you want. And it is the grand.
No arguing over the bill at the front.
And it's the grand Italian buffet bill. It's great, yes, but it's grand. That's what we go
with. We could put 3 G's into it because you guys have got it all covered. I will tell you that. All right, John, make sure that Joy works hard. May try to sneak by there this afternoon, have a little lunch with you guys, try the fish, try the pizza and dessert, and I'm sure Joy will try to get me to try the salad.
Yeah.
Wouldn't kill you, Bill.
You're right. John, have a good weekend.
Me too.
Single man, loving for a match. It's your chance to meet the vivacious 63-year-old South Dakota woman from a prominent family tomorrow. Go to Callaway's 12 to 3. Help the Kiwanis Eliminate Project or go online. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.